Who's the Democratic candidate, and what do you think are his chances?
Well, the Democratic candidate is a current assembly member named Todd Kominsky, and I believe his chances are excellent. He's extremely well respected. He's only been in the assembly for about a year or so, but he hit the ground running. He's a former prosecutor. He understands ethics. He understands public trust. He understands public service. And he's been very clear that he's coming to do the right thing for the people of New York State and certainly the people of the district. So I'm thinking that he will do quite well and that we will have a new Senate Democrat, and we're looking forward to it.
What do you think about the Republican candidate, Christopher McGrath, who's a trial lawyer, he hasn't held elected office before? In this climate, I don't know if these things are good or bad.
Well, again, I mean, the reality is that we're talking about a sitting assembly person who already has gotten the public vote and the public trust. And he hasn't been part of the former, Dean Skelos machine as the Republican candidate has been, frankly. So, you know, I think Todd Kominsky really allows for a break from the past and a new positive beginning that, frankly, the voters out there deserve and need.
Now, if you win the Skelos seat, Republicans would have 31 seats, Democrats would have 32, but there is one senator, Simcha Felder, represents the Bronx. He's a Democrat, but he caucuses with the GOP.
Actually, he represents Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, and would there be pressure on him to switch sides?
Well, we've been talking to Simcha throughout. I don't know what he will plan to do. We are pretty much into this session. I would love to be able to assume the majority and move forward. I do believe, frankly, that at the end of this year, we will assume the majority and be able to govern as the majority that the people elected us to be.
But you're saying you wouldn't see Senator Felder doing that in the middle of the session?
Is that your sense? I don't see him doing that in the middle of the session, but then again, you never know. As you know, Albany is a place that's full of surprises. And so I don't close any doors, and I'm certainly more than happy to have more and more people join my conference. And as long as they're trying to be focused on what the people have sent us here to do, then I want them in my conference. And again, Democrats have been waiting to lead in terms of policy. You know, we've been at the forefront of the ethics. We've been at the forefront of trying to get paid family leave, you name it, we've been trying to do it. So frankly, I'm looking forward to being in the majority.
Well, it certainly has been full of surprises around here lately. And the latest surprise this week is Senator Nozzolio, who's been in for decades representing parts of the Finger Lakes near Rochester. He's not going to run again because of some health issues that he's having. Is that seat, to go to the cold, hard politics part of it, is that seat in play now, and do Democrats have a chance? It is a heavily Republican district.
Well, first of all, I was very sorry, to hear that Senator Nozzolio had health issues, and I do wish him well. We're going to look at the numbers, as we always do. I think it is probably a harder seat for us, but again, we will look at anything and everything, and finally, I'm sure, field a candidate who would be able to do quite well. But like I said, it's not quite a place that we've been winning.